We are on Daf Zayin Amud Beis Maishna Liyadayim. Let's again start on the Gemara. We had in the Baraisa two halachas. We had a halacha Nafal Liyadayim Lo Yaitziyu Eilomis Rabbi Yaisi Yama Harehu Beschaskosai. So the Gemara understood that the Dayan found the Shtar, so Lo Yetziya Lomis, he keeps the Shtar, he doesn't give it to the Malve or the Loive. So the Gemara asks, Maishno Liyadayin. Why is it that this halacha is only applicable if the Dayan found it, and if someone else found it, he gives it back to the Malve? Amarava Ochi Kama. But Acher, it's not talking about that the Dayan found it. You're learning wrong pshat in the Baraisa. But Acher, Shemotzo Shtar, Shenofa Liyadayim. Someone found a Shtar, Shenofa Liyadayim. What does that mean, Shenofa Liyadayim? Behechi Domi. The Kosev Bei, Kegoyim the Kosev Bei Hempik. That the Shtar that was found was already Niskayim through the Malbe. The Malva brought the Shtar to Bezdin, and Bezdin was Mekayim the Shtar. Is Loi Yaitziyai Olamis, so this person who found the Shtar should not give it back to the Malva, not give it back to the Loive, and he holds on to it. The Loi Mi Boi Loi Kosav Bei Hempik, if there's no Hempik on the Shtar, Dika Lameima Kosav Lilvois V'Loi Lova, so there's a Chashash. Perhaps it never was a halva. Maybe the loiver wrote the shtar with an intention to borrow money. He never borrowed money. And then the loiver lost the shtar. It's very understandable how the loiver lost the shtar, because the shtar was never used. And so zichi, you're not allowed to give it back to the malva for sure. Afila kosa behenpik, the mekuyim, I feel though there's a hempik on the shtar. So that means the loive gave over the shtar to the malva. The zikha was alvo, and the malva went to be mekayim the shtar. Lo yachzer. So now we know clearly that the shtar was zikha once by the malva. Lo yachzer. The chayshina lepiroi. Rechayish lepiroi. That could be. The Malva had the shtar, the Malva had lent the money, but l'chayshina l'piroi, v'chayish l'piroi. V'rab Yaisi ayma, arei hu b'cheskosoi, v'loi chayshina l'piroi. Rab Yaisi says, no, if you see a shtar, and the shtar with a hempik, so that means the zikha was a halvo. So Mamela, you give it right back to the Malva, Zikha, the Malva lost it. We're not Chayish Lepiroi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Maishno Liyadayin Meishacha, what is the difference? Who found the Shtar? Hochi Koma, Va'acha She'enoi Loi Loive V'Loi Malva. A third person found the shtar. Shemotz shtar shenofal kvar liyadadayin. Umay niyu ach nefile. The cause of a hempik. There's a hempik on the shtar. Lo yitziyoy miyodoy. Lo yloive v'lo yimalve. Ad sheyove yaliyo ayedim shero miyad minofal. The maitzi aveide holds on to the shtar till we'll have a biro who lost the shtar. Why? The chayshina lepiroi, shema emes toina loive sheporoi. Maybe the loive, Sarashi is learning pshat, it's speaking about that he tainis he paid. Maybe take paid. Maybe take paid. So how could you give it back to the malva? You know the malva once had the shtar, that's for sure. The zikha was once alvor, that's for sure. But if the malva lost the shtar, it's not for sure. It could be the malva got paid up the chayv, and he gave back the shtar to the loiv, and the loiv lost the shtar. The loiv is tiny now that he paid up the chayv. So the person who finds the shtar has to hold on to it. Rabbi Yossi loy chayish lepiroi. Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepiroi. Why? The man, the mahadri lay shtar parua, if they return to him a shtar parua, la'alta zoyirbei lekeiroi, v'loy mashilei. If a loyve pays up a chayv, the shtar is the worst document in the world against him. The shtar is saying that he borrowed money, so he has to get rid of the shtar. So the first thing he does when he pays up the chayv is he tears up the shtar. There's no Indian to save the shtar. He doesn't have anything from the shtar. So a normal loyve would tear up the shtar. So Rabbi Yossi says, if you see a shtar, so the malva lost it. The loyve wouldn't have lost it. The loyve paid up. The loyve, the first thing he gets the shtar, he tears it up in 20 pieces. So kochach, the malva lost the shtar. This is the svar of Rabbi Yossi. And let us just say for 1 minute, it's Rabbi Yossi is a meyudik svar. In logic, he's 100% right. That's a normal procedure. A loyve will tear up a shtar. He doesn't, he's nothing from the shtar. It's only detrimental to Mozicha tear it up. So what is the svar of the Tanakhama? The svar of the Tanakhama is this Areya Sedinafila. That means when we see a shtar got lost, that means there's something fluky in the shtar. Shtaris do not get lost. You find quarters in the street, you don't find $100 in the street, $100 bills in the street, and the reason is because a person who has a $100 bill will be careful not to put it in a pocket with a hole, and they'll make sure that it shouldn't get lost. So Mamela, if this shtar is a real shtar, it's a shtar that the malva has an intent to be goyva with the shtar, he'd be very careful with the shtar. It wouldn't get lost. If it got lost, that's a raya that it's, the shtar is really worthless. The chayv was paid up already, and so the shtar is really worthless. So memela, so that's why the shtar got lost. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds chashina lepiroi. That means, Gosai, that is true. You have a kasha, why didn't the loyve tear up the shtar? That's one kasha, but there's another kasha. How did the shtar get lost? If it's a good shtar, it would not have gotten lost. If it got lost, it's a raya, it's not a real shtar, it's not a genuine shtar. So mamela, so therefore, if he says he paid up, it's something to think about. Fine. So we have here a machloikas, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, are you chayish lepiroi? Rabbi Yossi holds loy chayshina lepiroi, the Tanakhama holds chayshina lepiroi. Frag the Gemara, V'loi chayish Rabbi Yossi lepiroi. Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepiroi. V'sani, we learned a baraisa. Motzo shtar ksuba b'shuk. A person found a ksuba. Bizman shahabal moide. If the baal is moide, he's moide. My wife lost a ksuba. Give it back to Yarzalisha. So there's no shaylach. I mean, he's the baal says, I didn't pay up the ksuba. Ain't a baal moide. What if the baal says no? Forget, I paid up the ksuba, and then forget, I lost the ksuba. She says, forget, she lost the ksuba. So memele lo yachse loy loze v'loy loze. You don't get, so the person who finds the ksuba, he just holds on to it. That means this sounds very much like the Tanakhama. That leitziyoyelomis. That means I don't know. The baal says he lost it. Why didn't it get torn? Okay, it's a kasha. But how did it get lost? It's also a kasha. So memela. So the zicha achshash peroin. He's tining. He's tining. He paid up. She tined. He didn't pay up. So the person who finds the ksuba has to hold on to it till it will become this bara who lost the ksuba. Of the layachs, the leilas, the leilas. So far, so good. That's the Tanakhama l'shitosa. But let's see what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi oimer, oide tachas bailo, yachse leisha. Rabbi Yossi says as follows. Oide tachas bailo, if they're still married, is yachse leisha. So you give it back to the isha. That means, Rabbi Yossi, oide tachas bailo, Zicher, the Baal, Zicher, did not pay up the Ksube, because man they married. So, Yarzalish, Nisarmala Oynis Garsha, but if she's Gigerebedi, and then there's a possibility that he paid up already, La Yarzal Loyloze, Veloyloze. Yeah, so the Lechayrem, it seems from the Rehitas Haloshin, till we'll learn further, Rehitas Haloshin, the Tanakhama said, Bisman Shein Abal Moide, Layarza Leilaze Veloilaze, if he says that he paid, you don't return it. So then Rabbi Yossi said, no, it matters. Oide tachas baila, he says he paid, please. I mean, who pays up a ksube? Oide tachas baila, she's married, they're happily married, they're not gonna get on it, some emela. So, he says he paid, we're not goyres that. Some emela, so oide tachas baila, you give it to the isha. You give it to the isha. But in the case of, So we see Rabbi Yossi also is chayish lepiroin. He says nisalmul nisgarsha. He says he's not chayish lepiroin, but he did tachas baila. Fine, but nisalmul nisgarsha is chayish lepiroin. So we hear beastire. Before we learned by a shtar chayiv that Rabbi Yossi holds, and you're not chayish lepiroin, if the shtar would have been paid up, it would be torn in 20 pieces. So is a raya that what? Is a raya that the shtar was not paid up. And here Rabbi Yossi himself says, Nisalmo nisgar shal layar salay lezeh v'loy lezeh. So we have a stire in Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, So we the previous machlokes we had by shtar that we had one time said arayu becheskosoi and the natchayish lepiroin and another time said lo yitzi olam shachayish lepiroin epech. So we'll be mahapach the man the omrim in the first paraisa. In the first paraisa will read as follows. Nofal liyadayim lo yoytziyoy oylomis divrei Rabbi Yossi. Fakert, Rabbi Yossi is chayish lepiroin. He's chayish lepiroin reised. He doesn't make an asik that or it's not torn. He's chayish lepiroin. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So my mail now is very good by ksube. That Rabbi Yossi says nis armelov and nis garsho is layarsolei lezev lezev chayish lepiroin. Chachamim oimrim arayu becheskosi. The chachamim are the ones that hold that arayu becheskosi that you're not chayish lepiroin. You give it back to the malde. But the gemara, oh, so the rabbanon hold loy chayishina lepiroin. Yochi kashe the rabbanon ad the rabbanon. So we have over here. The Rabbona said, "Bisman shabal moide yachzlisha, ain abal moide yachzleilaze v'leilaze." So the Rabbona said, "If he is not moide, yachayish lepiroin." And here by shtar it says, "Areyu becheskosoi." The Rabbona hold, "You're not chayish lepiroin." It's bitter. So the Gemara says, "Shtar ksube kulo Rabbi Yossi." This baraisa of shtar ksube, no, we're epech. Rabbi Yossi holds chayshina lepiroin. Chachamim hold loy chayshina lepiroin. And this baraisa that we see that you're chayish lepiroin, ain't a balmoide, you're chayish lepiroin, kula Rabbi Yossi. The whole baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Vachasure mechsere. There's missing a few words. Vahochiktov. This is how the Baraisa goes. Ein habal moide lo yachzer loy loze v'loy loze ba'med vor mamurim shenis'ar mulo oy shenis'garsha. If the Baal is not moide, he says he paid. So lo yachzer loy loze v'loy loze by nis'ar mulo nis'garsha. Avol oido tachas baylom אבל לא ידע תחס בילו, יחזר לאישו. But I did Tachas Baila, fully he says that he paid up Yachzalisha. Shab Yaisi Yoim, I did Tachas Baila, Yachzalisha. When at Chayish for Piroim, I did Tachas Baila, this Amon is Garsha, La Yachzal, Loiloze, Veloiloze. So now we have here one Mahalach in the Gemara. We have one Mahalach in the Gemara like this. That is a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachomim, if you're chayish lepiroin. Rabbi Yossi holds chayshina lepiroin. That's the maskana sagmora, chayshina lepiroin. That even though the shtar is not torn, it could be that it was it was paid up. And the Chachomim hold arebe chaskosa, you don't clear a piroin if the shtar is gone, that's a raya. That the chayv was not paid up. If the chayv was paid up, the leiva tears it up as soon as he gets. And that's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. We have a baraisa according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi says, I hold chayshina lepiroin, b'medvar mamurim, b'nisalmon is garsha. Then people pay. He's mechuyif to pay, then he pays. Then chayshina lepiroin. But oida tachas baila, there's no get, there's nothing. So the tachas baila is loy chayshina lepiroin, and therefore loy chayshina lepiroin, and so you return it to the isha. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi shabal moide shaloi nosan lo ksuboso, then you return it to. So, Ba'avoy Dishal Nosalok Subos, Ein Esoso, so then you give it to, Ein Ba'avoy Dishal Aparati Miyodin Ofal, Oido Tachas Bailo, Shaloi Gilsha, Yaksali Isha, Loi Ovid, Inish Litin Ksube, Koidem Gerish. So, Shalom Al Yisroel, everything is taken care of. That is the first Okimte. Now, we'll have two more Akimtis. Rav Papa Omar, let's go on the Gemara further, La'oilam loitaypach. Don't be mahapach. If we're not mahapach, so it comes out like this. Rabbi Yossi holds loichashina lepiroi. Rabbi Yossi holds that the shtar harei becheskosoi. If the shtar was ever paid, it would be torn up in 20 pieces right away. If you have a ganzer shtar, that's the biggest raya that it was never paid up. That's svaras Rabbi Yossi. The chamim hold leyitzia lomis yachayish lepiroim. There's a raya. The nefila yachayish lepiroim. Aye, we ask the kasha if Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepiroim. So why does it say in the second baraisa by Ksuba, it says, Nisam lai nizgar shalai yarsa lai lezeh v'lai lezeh. Rechmein Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepiroi. That's the kasha. So Rapapa Oma, lo'oilam lo'i teipach. Rabbi Yossi l'debreim d'rabonon komolo. That means he's tining according to the Chachomim. And he's saying as follows, Lididi, personally, I hold, afilu misalmala oynis garsha, nami leichayshina lepiroin. I hold, you never chayish lepiroin. If you see a whole ksuba, a ksuba that was not torn, that speaks for itself, it was never paid out. But Lididi, according to you, that you say chayishina lepiroin. Fine, I respect your opinion. But why did you say a blank statement? You said that is bisman she'ena bal moide le'yachsa le'leze ve'le'leze. You should elaborate, differentiate. If it's oida tachas bailos, what he's saying, he paid up. Who pays up a ksuba when they're alive, when before a get, before a moneh? So kaponim be moide to me that in such an instant, calls man their life, if we find the ksuba, boide tachas baila, then yizicha, then be moide to me that you shouldn't be chayish lepiroi. That's what Rabbi Yossi is timing. I hear what Nis Amun is Garsha. I hear what you're saying. I disagree. Fine. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. But Oida Tachas Baila, I don't understand you. He says he paid up. How can you buy such a thing? Who pays up a ksube? Oida Tachas Baila. But Omru Lei Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said no. Eima Tzrori Atfeso. By Oida Tachas Baila, he also can come with a legitimate taina, Tzrori Atfeso. He gave her money to hold. He didn't pay up the ksuba. You're right, he didn't pay up the ksuba. No one pays up a ksuba b'chaye. But could be he gave her money as a mashkin to hold, that she should have these, the ksub is not paid up, but he's telling her if it comes out, I'll die and you'll have any problems with the ksub, you shouldn't have any problems, I'm giving you money that you should be gave from that money that I'm yachedit for the tashlumi aksub. Now, what is exactly that? So therefore we hold Oido Tachas Baila, we also won't give her back Ishtar Ksuba. Now let us see exactly what happened over here. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzrori Atfeso, Mois Tzrureis, money that's tied up, Iksofim, Mosolo Liyichot Ksubos. He was meyachedis for the Ksuba. That means I'm not giving you this money. This money is put away. If the time will come that you'll have to be given the Ksuba, you have money from which to mend the Ksuba. Shenosa, and when did he give her this money? By the Nisuin. By the Nisuin, right by the Nisuin, he wanted to show her that she has nothing but to worry about, and the worst scenario, when he wrote the ksuba, he gave her money, here's the ksuba, and here's money that, if I'll die, you'll be able to mend the ksuba. Oi, that he gave it to b'shas nisuin, oi, la'acha mikan, he gave it later, shalei yatrichu yoshim in tis alman, she shouldn't have problems, if she'll become an alman. Now, well, just let's understand for 1 minute, so what is happening now? We find a ksube in the street. Someone finds a ksube. For all practical purposes, you have a husband and wife, they're happily married. Right? And she says, I lost the ksube. He says, now what does he say? He doesn't say he lost the ksuba because that was Rabbi Yeshi's time. People don't pay up the ksubas when they're married. So what is he tining? So he's tining. This is pshat, and I'm just going to say pshat and Rashi, the way the Mayoni Chochme says pshat and Rashi. What is he tining? He's tining tzrori atvisa. I gave her tzrori. Fine. So what's the problem? So you get, so let's learn Rashi Ella. B'shas, we got married, b'shas the Nisuin, I gave her the ksube, and I gave her tzor. Fine. Good, wonderful. So what's the problem over here? Who lost the ksube? You didn't lose it. She lost the ksube. So what's Bisman Shane about? What's the shakla v'tari over here? So the Mayone Chochma says chat like this. He says, she lost the ksuba. Yeah, fine. The Baal says, you lost the ksuba, 100% right, but you know, tzchori atvisa, no, I mean, it's not, the person found the ksuba, give me the ksuba, I lost the ksuba. The Baal says, listen, you're not so desperate. You know, you have money in the house to cover the ksuba. She says, money? I don't have any money in the house. Ooh, what? No money in the house? She says, ooh, you don't have any money in the house, then don't give her back the ksuba. And Shuldik, that means I didn't lose it, but I have a right to demand if she is saying there's no money in the house and she needs the ksuba to ensure that whenever he dies or gives a get, that she'd have the ksuba, and she'll do it. She is lying. So don't give her that. She should, if she could say such a statement, so by giving her the ksuba, you know what you're doing. I'll tell you what, see already what you're doing. She is saying that she doesn't have any money. She is saying that when she give her back the ksuba, and what's gonna be, lachameyev esrim, she'll pocket the tzori and she'll be going with the ksuba. You see what she wants already. She just said now, black and white, she said that there was no tzori. So the Baal is tining, I don't give back the ksuba. If she's, and he can tine this. This tine, he can tine it. So Mamela, so that's the story. The story is speaking about, we used to kash, the chachamim hold, we said, lay tapach. Rabbi Yossi holds, lay chashina lepiroin, we're not chayish lepiroin, so you give back. And they said, but oida tachas baile, you should zichi give back. So they said, yeah, but we're chayish tzrori atveso. We are chayish that tzrori atveso. And eina bal moide, that means there's a sichsuch now between her and her husband was a tzrori atveso. She says it was not tzrori atveso. And he says it was tzrori atveso. So now the Baal can taine, don't give back the ksuba. And the Baal is entitled to this taine. And the one who found the metzia doesn't have the faintest idea who's telling the truth. So the din is, you hold it. That is the case. That is Rapapa's akimte. Now we're going to go to a third akimte. Ravina Omar la'olam epuch kamaisa. Ravina says no. Rabbi Yossi holds chayshinam lepiloi. So if he says he paid up, something what to think about. The chachamim hold loy chayshinam lepiloi. If the shtar is a ganze shtar, it's not torn up, the zichen no piroin. When there's a piroin, the first thing that the loyve and the baal does is they tear up the shtar. Loy lam epech kamais. Ay, v'taime de rabbonon hoche. Not that the rabbonon said here that eina bar moide lo yachzer, why lo yachzer, they hold loy chayshinon lepeiroin. Mishum de chayshinon lishtei ksubois, v'rabbi yoisi lishtei ksubois loy chayish. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Loilam Epoch Kamaise. We're back to the first Epoch. Rabbi Yossi holds Chayshine Lepiroim. Chachamim hold Loi Chayshine Lepiroim. And we have a problem with the Chachamim. So what is the Taich? Ein Abar Moide Loyachse. Why shouldn't you return it? With the Kashaloch, the Rabbonon Adarabbonon, Leitikshi, no kashe. The tamayu de rabbonon biksube, that what the rabbonon said, ein habal moide lo yachze, lav mishum de chayshine lepiroim, not because chayshine lepiroim, the man de pore vahadale shtore laalte korele. No, again, the rabbonon hold, you never chayish lepiroim, a person who pays up a shtar, pays up a choyv, pays up a ksubi, gets back the shtar, he tears it. Elo, eina bar moide is talking about something else. Mishum de chayshinon lishtei ksubis. We're afraid of two ksubis. What does that mean? with the, it's a new scenario over here. What is the scenario? The scenario is, we find a shtar. We find a shtar in the street, a shtar ksub in the street. Fine. The woman comes, the shtar is made for the woman. I lost the shtar. Give me back the shtar. Fine. The rabbanon hold that you're not chayish lepiroi. Fine. What is he saying? He's saying 100%. She lost the shtar. No shayla about it. But you know, let me tell you a story what happened. She lost the shtar 10 days ago. She came over to me 10 days ago. She lost the shtar. She's a smensh. I told her, don't worry about it. I'll make you a new shtar ksuba. Fine. I made a new shtar ksuba. I gave her the new shtar ksuba and finished. Now, you found the old shtar ksuba. She says, oh, that's the shtar I lost. He's saying, don't give back that shtar. I'm sorry. I made another shtar ksuba ready for her. That's all she needs, two shtar. You know what you do with two shtar ksubas? You mom twice. That's what you do with two shtar ksubas. She has already a shtar ksuba. So Mamela, don't give it back to her. So Mamela, so that's let us see Rashi. The Chachamim hold Mishum the Chayshina l'shtei ksubas. Shema chosar v'kosav lo ksuba acheres. He wrote another ksuba. Peroin yinat chayish. But maybe he wrote another ksuba, and that's what he's timing. La'acha shanof lo zois miyoda. Ve'ein ha'bal moide diktoni lav bo'oimer parati. If he would say parati, we wouldn't believe him, because if you paid up, the shtar would be torn up. Ela bo'oimer al tachzeru lo. He's just saying, don't return it. Sheyesh biyoda achere, she has already another ksuba. V'toitzi al yoshay shtar acher shtar. That's what he is timing. And, that is the svara of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yossi l'shtei ksubis lechai. So that's why Rabbi Yossi said, that oida tachas baila is oida tachas baila yachzeliisha. You're not chayish for shtei ksubis. You're not chayish. People don't write so quickly another ksuba. You're not chayish for shtei ksubis. He wrote another ksuba and she's makrish. You're not chayish for such things. That is the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the rabbanon by ksuba. Now, let us see Taisvis. We have three Taisvis. First we'll learn the third, then the third, for the first and the third, and then we'll come back to the second. Maishno liyadayim. It said in the Baraisa, nofa liyadayim liyachzir oilomis. So Taisvis says, lisforim degarsi bishinuye veheichidomi. What does it mean, nofal yadai? What's the case of nofal yadai? Pein de kosa behempi. So the Gemara, so hashte, when the Gemara is the kasha, maishna li yadai, lo yoda de nofal yadai. The hainu hempi. Till now, the Gemara elo, so over the hainu shadai in mozai. The Gemara had understood the dain found the ksube, and then nofal yadai, Layachzer elomis, layitzi elomis. So, lakach boy, the Gemara asks, maishno dayin miishacher. What's the difference? Who found it? If you're chayish lepiroin, so it's irrelevant if a dayin found it, if someone else found it. So, memela, that was the Gemara's kasha, maishno liyadayin. The Gemara says, it's speaking about that there was, what does shenofel yadayin mean? Eichidomi de kosa behempi. Ulesvorim de loigarsi bosarochi veheichidomi. There are other svorim, the one goyres veheichidomi. Kegoin de kosa behempi. The veheichidomi kegoin de kosa behempi is not written in the other svorim. So then the Gemara always knew that nofali yadayim means that there's a hempik written on the ksuba. Is is then yoda shapir hashti the nofili yadayim ene shekosta behem. The Gemara always knew the nofili yadayim means that there's empty. Boy, lay. The Gemara has a different problem. What? Why? It says lo yitzi aylom is. So the Gemara had a problem. Maishna kosa by hemkip to lo yitzi. Why dafke if there's a hempik, the mitzi aveda should not return it. Haloyim ain kosa by hempik. Nira the koskinu shlo yitzi aylom is. If there's no hempik, yizicha shouldn't return it. The ikalamei shemakosav lilboy sloy lover. The zicha bigger shash. Maybe that money was never borrowed. Or mishani the loy mi boy kama. So the Gemara answer 100%. Like kosav by him, zicha don't return it because maybe he never borrowed money. After the kosav by him, pick you also don't return it. Even though I zicha no money was borrowed. After pikein you don't return it. Maybe it was paid up. Let us see the third Taisvis, the Chashinan L'shteik Subis. So the Gemara says that the Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachamim is really Eifach. The Chachamim hold L'chashinan L'piroin, but the Chayish L'shteik Subis. Rabbi Yossi is not Chayish L'shteik Subis. U'belav Eipach leimotzi lo'ukmi Rabbi Yossi chayish lo shtei ksubis. Rektoisviz. So why do you have to make an eipach? Now we're just saying pshat, ein abal moida does not mean he tainas, he paid up. Ein abal moida means he tainas is another ksubis. That is what ein abal moida means. So Toisviz says, let's not be ma'apach. Let us say Rabbi Yossi holds loy chashine lepeiroi. And that what it says, lo yachse lo ilazeh v'lo ilazeh, means, not that he tainas parati, it means that he says he gave a ksuba ready. Im kein oide tachas baila, ma yachse lo isha kshein abal moide. If Rabbi Yossi is chayish, lo shtei ksubis, and that's pshat lo yachse lo isha, so why by oide tachas baila is he not chayish lo shtei ksubis? Bizman Shabal, now let's go to the middle Toisvis. Bizman Shabal Moide Yachsa Leisha. Now I just want to say to appreciate what Toisvis is saying fully, at the present time, we did not learn the sugyas which speak about the problems what Toisvis is speaking about. And therefore, we cannot appreciate perhaps the terutzim what Taisvis says, but I'll just learn the Taisvis and just say what Taisvis is asking, what Taisvis is answering, and Be'ezer Hashem, when we come to these sugyas, perhaps we'll be able to come back to the Taisvis and more fully appreciate what Taisvis is saying. But let's just give two akdamas. The sugya further says, is that the sugya further, if you'd give more later, the sugya says as follows. A person found a shtar. The shtar says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. Right? Now we come to Reuven, you borrowed $100, 100%. Did you lose the shtar? No. Shimon lost the shtar. They come to Shimon, you lost a shtar? Yes. So it seems like this is a poshet, no shaila. I mean, Reuven says that he borrowed the money and Shimon lost the shtar. Shimon says he lent him the money and Shimon lost the shtar. So it's like poshet. The Gemara later says, don't you dare return it. You keep the shtar. Don't you dare return it. Right, well, what's done to it today? Everyone, it's mamish, this is a palve top and a palve left. Everything, I mean, what's the shayla? Oh, is there a shayla? You have to understand if there's a shtar that was floating around in the street, there's a reyesed in the feeling. That spells out very loudly, this is not a genuine shtar. Genuine shtores are kept in the vault, and in a good wallet, They don't lose genuine shtaris. If you see a shtar that was floating around in the street, that means that the shtar was paid up already. That's what it means. A real shtar does not float in the street. Fine? That's Yisoid Aleph. Yisoid Bey, so now if you're telling me that, you shouldn't be naive, and you assume that a shtar that was lost, that means it's a paid up shtar. So what is pshat over here? The Reuven says, I borrowed money. Shimon says, yes, I lent him the money. I lost the shtar. What's happening over here? He paid up already. What's happening? So Chazal says later, no. You have to know it's a posel shtar. But you have to, if a shtar was floating, it's a posel shtar. Now what is pshat in the Reuven and Shimon? I'll tell you what pshat is. Kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. You have to know like this. The chayv was paid up already. Now they decided like this. They decided, Reuven the loiva doesn't have any kakois. He doesn't have any money. He's looking to make an easy buck, and Shimon is also looking to make money. So they made a deal like this. We're gonna say that they found the shtar, that you didn't pay up, and Shimon lost the shtar. Fine, here's the shtar. So what does he do with the shtar? Reuven doesn't have a penny. You go to the Lekuches. We have a shtar. The shtar wasn't paid up. Go to the Lekuches. One month from the Lekuches, Reuven sold his karka without a chayis. One Lekuches, in a month from Lekuches, $200. Reuven and Shimon, 50-50. We'll divide up the money. Shalom al Yisrael. That's how Chazal looked at Ashtar, this Areyes of the Nefila, which by Chazal meant so much. The message that Ashtar was lost, that by Chazal meant that there's something fishy here, and we cannot be naive. And therefore, we're not saying anything. But you found it, you have a mitzvah, Shabbos Aveda. You hold on to the Ashtar. That's your mitzvah. Don't be naive. So Memela, that is the halach. We'll have later, there's a whole sugya. But as the reyes of the nefila, chayshinin leknunya. We're afraid it looks too fishy. Everyone is maite. You hold on to the shtar. So Memela, that's a sugya baita. So now, Taisus and Avzayin Omid Beis, who knew the Gemara further, so Taisa is a big problem over here. We have Aksuba was lost. Bizman Shahabal Moide Yaksala Isha. He says, yeah, the Isha lost it, and yeah, I didn't pay up the Aksuba and thus and Shalom al Yisrael. So Taisus got out, well, all of a sudden we're very tmimistic over here. He's Moide, she lost the Aksuba, yeah. So he gave her a get. When a get is one thing. Business is nothing to do with a get. I mean, in the Salmo and his Garsha, that's private affairs. But if you can make money, they'll get together. That's, the money is a binding force. So Memela Sotaisa says, I'm going to make a problem over here. Bizman Shabal Moide Yachsa Leisha. Good morning. Why? What's with the Reyesid in the Fila? That's Taisa's Kasha. Bizman Shabal Moide Yaksal Isha Teloy Chayshina Leknunya. We're not Chayish Leknunya. So now everyone starts scratching their head. Why not? Fine. Okay. That we cannot talk about now. But Al Kaponim, that is what Taisvis says. Taisvis says either this time is Loy Chayish Leknunya, or Taisvis is saying a tiefer revolt. That's for some reason by Ksuba we're not Chayish Leknunya. But that, Taisvis says, that was the Kasha of Taisvis, and that's what Taisvis answers, the Lei Chayishin Leknunya. Fine. Now Taisvis says another problem. And again, this problem is motivated, Chazal held this Areyes of the Nefila. If you see a shtar that was lost, something is fishy. Something's wrong with the shtar. So Chazal say later, when you see a shtar, Shema Kosav Lilvois Benissen Vleilova Atishrei. Maybe it's a posel shtar. It's a shtar mugdim. Shema Kosa, that's also one of the Chashas. I mean, the, yeah, they say, the Zachash, that means the Haivareis in the Shtar. In the Shtar it says Nissen. So that doesn't mean anything. Maybe the Shtar was written in Nissen. Lamai said Alva was first in Tishrei, Yoman from the Lukuchi Shalaika. Then, there were Chashas what Chazal were afraid of. So now Taisvis mentions this chash also. L'shem akosav benisim leinosa at tishrei. So why are you relying on the shtar? The shtar says nisin. D'mone umesayim mishtabdi min ha'eresin af b'loi ksuba. So Taisvis says, from the eresin already, there's already a shibut. Forget, I feel the shtar was given over. Afilu, the shtar was given over in Tishrei, but there's a shibud from the Eiris and Afilu without a shtar. The mone umasayim mishtabdi min Eiris and Apoloiksubi, the Eiris and Kola islu, some emele, so don't worry about, maybe the shtar was not written properly. There's such, by all shtars there's such a chshash, by Eksubi there's not such a chshash. Because, I feel without the shtar ksuba, there's a shibud already, come on from the lekuches, from the eresen. Lekai dem eresen lekel ameches, the kosav los. I was like to think, maybe this man was before the eresen, the shtar was written. You could be chayish, I mean, before he even made eresen, he wrote a shtar, that you zichah don't have to be chayish. You could be chayish, the shtar was written and not given over properly, but the shtar, you first write the shtar ksuba, at least from the eresen, not before the eresen. The Tais Visnami, now Tais is another kasha, fine. But maybe there's a Tais Vis in the Ksuba. The Tais Vis is what the Baal is moisif to give to the Isha besides the Ksuba. Now, on the Tais Vis, we can't say that there's a Shibud Minairis and a fellow without the Shtar. The Tais Vis becomes Meshubud with the Shtar. And again, we have here a fluky Shtar that looks very Mefukbukdik. So, and there's a Taisvis here also. So again, why is Mansha Balmaida Yachsalisha? Maybe it was not given over properly. So, Labai Namaida Bersumim Zochale Yosu Shape Ravasi Yamik Sheiknalo. So, let's not get into this. There's a Machlikis. There are certain cases that even the Shtar was not given over. The Shibud was Chala Fila before was given over. Like Tabai would say, Eida Bersumim Zochale. And the Rabbasi holds with the Ashtar Akno, you made a Kinyi Chalipin. So Mamela, that one will see the Sugyas, will understand it better. Now let us go a little further. Omar Rabbi Loza, Machloikes b'sheshneyem adukim b'teifes. U'shneyem b'teiref. Now, Machloikes means that we learned, Rav Shimon Megamliel said, Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. So Rav Shimon Megamliel said, Yachloiko. Yachloiko, Rav Shimon Megamliel holds Yachloiko. He holds Maida Bishtar Shekos Vainzoch Lekai. We finish Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. You say Yachloiko, a good talk. So now, Rabbi Lezo says, Machloikis b'sheshneyem adukim b'toifis u'shneyem b'toiref. Now, in the shtar, there are two chalokim of a shtar. There's one chalik of the shtar that's the form of the shtar, that's the nusach ha-shtar, and then that's called the toifis, and then there's the toiref, which is the important factors of the shtar, the shem haloive, the malve, the date, the amount that was lent, these are the important factors of the shtar. So, Omar Rabbi Lezer, Machloikis b'sheshneim adukim b'toifes. That what we said, Machloikis means, that we said Yachloiku, we made a chaluke 50-50, shneim adukim b'shtar, that's dafke shneim adukim b'toifes, that both of them have an achize in the toifes, or u means oi shneyem b'teiref. Amol echot
adok betayfes, but if one is holding the tayfes, be'echad adok betayref, zen leito tayfes v'zen leito tayref.
Now, this we have not time to learn tonight exactly what this means, but we'll just say the words. It means that al kaponim, the one who's holding the tayref will get more from the deal. How this works is not for tonight. So al kaponim, so zen leito tayfes, zen leito tayref. So the one who's holding the tayref has, will get a bigger chalik in the chalukya of the shabbos of the shtab. V'Rabbi Yochanan Oma lo'ilam chalukya. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you always make a equal chalukya. Like the Gemara, v'afilu echad oduk b'toifes, echad oduk b'toiret. In such a case, you also make an equal chalukya. V'asanya, we learned that b'raises and noitel admokim sheyodei magas. There is such a concept, whatever a person is holding, he's a muzik on that. So how could you say there's a similar chalukya if one is holding the Torah, if one is holding the Teufis? It can't be. The one who is holding the Torah has a, he's a bigger muzik in the shtar. And for the Gemara, leitzriche de koi Torah bei mitzi. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, lo oilam chalkim, you divide equally, he's not speaking about echad, eiches b'teiref, echad eiches b'teifes, it means that the teiref is in middle, and the chayl. I hochi maile memre, so what's the chiddish? So Mar says, leitzriche de mekarev legabi dechad, that the teiref is closer to what, ma de teima omele pleik hochi, that since the teiref is closer to one, so the shavius is, he's considered a greater murzik in the teiref. Kamash mlondam le mechosis the palgis hochi, pleik hochi. Al kaponim, so bekitzer, the Gemara is saying there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer. Both of them agree that if one is holding the Teiref, if one is holding the Teifis, the one who is holding the Teiref will end up with more. And Rabbi Yechner sang us another case, that the Teiref is close to one of the Oichsen. Let us just see Rashi. Rashi says, Machleikis, Hayachleiko, the Koma, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Mash Mechelkin Beshovet. Kach Shemat Mishim Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nachman, Benir Rabbeinah. שתיים מהדוקים בטרף, כלימה, אוי שניים מהדוקים בטרף. בטרף גילוי של שטר, מוקם הלווה והמלווה והמויס והזמן, טייף ישר כל אושן השטר. זה נויטל דמי דטוב וסידייק, כאני לא, זה נויטל מוקם שיודעים הגז. כמה מפורש למי מבוילה, what does one derive from holding the טרף? אפילו איך את עודק בדמיה, מתי נדמוקם שיודעים הגז שלוי, בי טרף, בי מיצי, מר המחודה ומר המחודה, the light, please.